You haven't been in for a couple of months, Andrew.
No, well, it's interesting, Greg. The last time I was in here, I brought Alyssa from, who's the teacher at Launching Place, and I'm going to forget, aren't I? At least at Launching Place, which I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And Alyssa and you talked amazingly about the life of a kinder teacher and the life
yes.
of children at kinder. And we had the opportunity, or I suppose actually the need, a week or so later, Launching Place Kinder down the road had its assessment and rating by the Department of Education, which I've spoken yep. about here, is against the national quality standards, which they get every 3 or 4 years.
They have to go through this to operate
yep.
as a kinder?
Yep. So they have two assessors came out and spent the day there, and Alyssa was teaching on the day, which was great, and she was a little bit nervous about it, but did really, really well. And
yeah.
assessors thought so. But one of the questions they asked me was, how do you engage with local community? So I sent them a copy of the last session you
the
and,
show here on radio.
And she did here, and they were just blown away. They thought it was fantastic. So, I was rapt too. And I, as I said on the day, I was rapt just sitting here listening to the two of you talk, and obviously Alyssa's passion coming through.
Yeah.
What she does, so that was fantastic. But I had to take a month off after that because I was so shocked that I was very nervous about coming in myself that I wouldn't be able to live up to Alyssa's standards. So that's why I had the month off last month. not true. I'm only
no. Like, never fear, Andrew. You're fine on radio.
No, that's right. There's been a bit going on. So and last month we were sort of right in the middle of it, which I'll get
yeah.
to a bit later.
It is Radiothon week, and looking for people to subscribe for as little as $20. That's less than 40 cents a week to show a bit of love to Yarra Valley FM, your local community radio station. And this is what we do. We've got Andrew right in from Yarra Rangers Kindergartens. In we have so many different community groups in here that you would not hear otherwise. So yeah, get on to yarravalleyfm.org.au, hit the subscribe button, and help us grow good vibes, as the saying is.
Well, that's right. And as I said just before the break, it's a great way for us to engage with the community and to, you know, I guess show other people we're doing that too,
yeah.
which is really important. That's what we're here for.
Excellent. So when kids come to the end of the kinder year, what happens then?
Yeah, it's really interesting because everyone's tired. Not surprisingly, the children have had a long year. The parents or families have often been ferrying the children from here to there and everywhere. And, of course, it gets busier as the weather warms up. There's
yep.
more things on the weekend. The teachers have had, you know, had a year and they're, you know, they're, what are we, 6 weeks away from the end of the end of the kinder year. So, you know, it's a really interesting time. Everybody's had, you know, generally had a lot of fun, engaged in a whole lot of activities. This time of year we've got the teachers are doing transition statements for four-year-old children who
yeah.
go on to primary school, and that's all about, you know, basically, I suppose you'd call it a handover. From kindergarten to the primary school when they go into prep, so that, you know, it's about what type of learning style does the child
yep.
enjoy,
yep.
you know, are there any particular issues or preferences, you know, how do they socialise, all those sorts of things, so that when the child does start school, that they're starting off with, you know, as...
Oh, I love this.
That's good. We're flickering again on screen. As smooth a start as they can possibly get,
yep.
Which is really important. That's a really important function that our teaching staff have to do. And you know, that even if they didn't have to do it, they'd do it because it's such an important part.
Yeah.
We've got end-of-year functions. It's interesting. Some of the kindergartens will have an end-of-year function where the children, you know, might... perform or do a song or something like that. Others don't, and they choose not to because you know, they find it can be a little bit overwhelming or confronting for the children to get up and perform and to rehearse and all those sorts of things. So, as I said before, we have an individual aspect to each of our kindergartens, and we try to maintain that. that, you know, what works in Warburton doesn't necessarily work in Chirnside Park. So we try to, you know, we try to keep that as the strength of our cluster of 12 kindergartens.
I've seen some kinders who actually do graduation ceremonies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
kids. Is that a big thing now, or what?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And I think back to my kinder days, and my memory almost stretches back that far. I think I've said before my favourite thing was finger painting, which I loved.
Yeah.
I still do it, which I'm glad to see. But I don't remember graduations and all of those sorts of formalities. But I think it's, no, I think it's something that's creeping into all levels of our society, is that you do have a celebration of some sort to wrap up.
Mm.
You know, the end of a year or the end of a study or whatever it is. And yes, our kindergartens will often do a something like a graduation.
I suppose if it helps the children to have a sense of achievement and to look forward to the next step, which is, you know, preps next year.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know, I guess in some cases the children will be going to different schools, so it's a chance to you know, to celebrate that, and as we would call it, closure.
Yeah.
For want of a better word, one of those modern words that's crept in again. So, yeah.
This is the Community Connection Show. Andrew Wright from Yarra Rangers Kindergartens in the studio again. And we've been talking about how this year ends for not only the children who go to the kinder, but also the staff. And now we're going to look at next year. If listeners have children who need to get into a kinder next year, is it too late for that to happen?
No, not at all. No, it's interesting. I was just looking at the numbers before I came up here. Let me have a look. Launching places, still a couple of places available in four-year-olds. Warburton's got some vacancies in 3- and 4-year-olds. Woori's got a couple of vacancies in 4-year-olds. And we're still tossing, this one's an interesting one, we're still tossing up whether to have a 3-year-old group over the road at Woori. So if anyone's out there thinking about it, or knowing anyone thinking about it, please let us know at the office, which is, the phone number is 97260439, because we really like to have a 3-year-old group here, but the number's not quite there at the moment. Millgrove's nearly full for next year, which is fantastic. But the interesting thing is, and we talked about it a couple of months ago, you know, about how you choose a kindergarten. Up here there's less kindergartens, I guess, so there's less choices, but people do drive from Woori or down the road at launch or something like that, and might drive down to Lilydale for work or study. And in that process, they're driving past maybe a dozen kindergartens. Mm. So that issue of, you know, picking the kindergarten that's got the good quality rating, as I said, launch got exceeding expectations recently against all the 7 criteria. So you'd look at that, you'd look at the teaching style, and of course you look at the timetable.
Mm.
And as much as anything these days, it's that latter point of the timetable that's important, because if you're going to work, you know,
you have to find
it's got
something
to suit you. So on the other end of it, we're sitting here trying to juggle you know, the needs of our local communities and their preferences for timetables with the need to also get, you know, I suppose, as many enrolments as works. So it's a really interesting juggling act. But you know, at the end of the day, as I said, we've still got a few enrolments up here. If anyone's thinking about 3s or 4s enrolling for next year, please ring the office and you know, we'll help you get in somewhere.
Mm. And Millgrove is one of the bigger growth areas out here. A lot of the other towns are fairly stable, but Millgrove seems to attract a lot of young families and that sort of thing. So a kindergarten there would be very handy.
Yeah, and it's right next to the Oval there, which is, I suppose, the just in behind the wood mill, which I suppose the hub of the town, the good old footy oval or cricket oval it is now. It's a really lovely environment up there, and we're just talking this morning about you know, doing a couple of little upgrades in the play area there too, because it's going to be pretty busy next year. But again, you know, if we get more numbers, we'll change the timetable to suit, so that we can get as many people in as possible and that they enjoy their experience.
Andrew Wright in the studio from Yarra Rangers Kindergartens, and we've been talking all sorts of stuff about how good the kindergartens are, they've been achieving awards and all sorts of things as recognition of their good work out here. But for people interested in sending their kids along to the kindergarten, there's information nights. And I got a bit excited, as Andrew Wright did, because they're called pie nights.
Yeah,
well, but apparently there's no pie.
No. Well, there might be pies, but I started here at Yarra Valley. Get the name right. How bad's that? Yarra Valley's kindergartens. About 15 or 16 months ago. So yep. This time last year, the staff say, oh, we've got the pie nights on. I go, yay, pies. There weren't pies, but what it is a parent information evening, and it's for an opportunity for parents who are enrolling or have enrolled their children for kindergarten next year to come along, meet the teachers, meet the educators, have something to eat and hopefully a pie, a cup of tea, meet the other families, and find out some important information about what the year coming ahead looks like. The approach the teaching staff are taking, and of course to take questions and fill in a couple of forms that we need to get. And it's a really good night, but no, the ones, here we go, we're flickering again. The ones we...
Here we go again.
That's all right. I didn't get a pie last year, so I'm hoping, and I haven't had a pie at the couple I've been to this year too, so I'm hoping that...
you might have to bring your own.
Yeah, well, that's a...
BYO pie.
BYO pie, yeah. I'm not sure how that would go down with parents, but anyway. So we've got one tomorrow night at Launching Place at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And Warburton and Millgrove at 7 p.m. on the 28th of November. And they go for about an hour and a half. And it's, you know, if you're a new parent in particular, or a returning parent, of course, but new parent in particular, come along. If you haven't enrolled yet, come along or ring us at the office, as I said earlier, and you know, you'll be able to find out what goes on, how it works, what the days are looking like, how your child will fit in, the types of things that will happen and won't happen, I suppose, as importantly, you know, start the year with confidence next year.
So, parent information...
no pies.
Parent information...
Yeah, no, evening.
What's the E
nights.
For? Evening. Ah, oh, right. Parent information evening nights.
Yeah, I get caught on that one.
At the kinders.
Nights.
So there you go. You'll be able to find out lots of things about Yarra Rangers kinders, how they're running, what your particular kindergarten does in your area. But also, it is Radiothon week here, and we're looking for people to subscribe to Yarra Valley FM. So you get onto our website, yarravalleyfm.org.au, hit the subscribe button, and on the subscribe page you can not only subscribe, you can check out the different prizes that are available for subscribers. And I want to thank Janet from Hillsville for subscribing this morning in the Mashup Monday program. Christine for subscribing from Mount Evelyn with Have a Little Faith last night. And be good to have some subscribers to this show, the Community Connection show. When you subscribe, you just fill in your favourite show. You don't have to, of course, but if you want to give a particular presenter a warm, fuzzy feeling, then that's what you can do. Let me just say. Well, may we say God's overkill.
Exactly.
But who's going to save community radio? Well, all our listeners are, of course. No, I have got to say, it's community radio like this that can have someone in from, like Andrew Wright from Yarra Rangers Kindergartens in the studio talking about his particular community group. And when he says, oh, have you got the Me First and the Gimme Gimmies? We have.
We just listened to them.
We have. Get that on commercial radio, yeah, where they have a 20-track playlist ad nauseum.
Well, that's right. We were talking about The Office, and The Office staff know this, where the commercial radio loops around and round over the same songs, and it drives us crazy.
Yeah.
Here, we get a choice, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. and you have we have things that I don't even know about on the system. So there you go. Thank you very much, Andrew Wright, for asking for the Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, some people have asked you for something.
Yeah, well, that's right. Me first and the gimme gimmies. That's right. It's interesting. Yeah, well, the real reason I wasn't here, apart from the embarrassment, my underperformance compared to Alyssa the month before on the radio, who's just such a natural and does the Saturday night gig here, I think, with her husband. A little while before that, not so long before that, the workload had increased because our major fund of the Department of Education and Training had rung us up and asked us if we wanted to increase our kinders from 12.
Yeah.
So we had an initial conversation and it ended up that we're now taking on 6 new kindergartens.
Yeah.
Which is a 50% increase, obviously, for those of us who can do the maths, and most of us can. So that was really interesting because about 2 weeks before, we'd sat down at the board meeting and said, you know, and agreed we're about ready to take on, you know, another new kindergarten into our cluster or early years manager, as they're called now. And so how it works, as I said before, is a number of kindergartens joined together under, I guess, a management structure, which is the cluster. And the management side of things, or head office in our case, you know, runs all the behind the scenes and pays all the bills and all those sorts of things, allowing the kindergartens to get on with what they do, which is working with the families and children and communities and providing great kindergarten services. So we said we're about ready to take on another one, and then about a week later the phone call comes in, would you like to take on another 6? So that was unexpected, and we really, you know, obviously the answer to that is yes, we'd like to, but there's some challenges in doing that, and, you know, we've fortunately been given some support by the Department of Education and Training to be able to get some short-term funding to get some additional staff on board to help us do that, because the last thing you want when you grow or when you acquire anything is you don't have the resources to be able to bring it about. So, you know, we've got
because that's about a 50% increase.
Well, it's 50% in terms of kindergartens, and I'm just trying to remember the numbers off the top of my head, and fortunately I brought them in. There's at the moment it looks like an extra 300 children.
Right. Wow.
And nearly an extra 30 staff. So, you know, for all of those...
That's massive.
Yeah, so for all of those families and all of those staff, there's obviously some uncertainty about coming from where they were into us, so we've been out and met with them all. And that's been really good. The staff and the parents we've met with so far have been really positive, and embracing of joining us and of the you know, the change... I suppose from one... Am I doing something there? Yeah, sorry. I think we've identified the computer problem.
If that's our tech guy trying to ring me, don't worry, I think I know what's going on.
So there's the uncertainty and then there's the anxiety of what's it going to look like and you know, will everything work? So, you know, we were just talking about it this morning in the office. Now we've got to make sure that when all of those new staff and families get in contact with us, that we're all on the same page and, you know, we're giving, you know, the right information and you know, all consistent and, you know, we and they all feel good about what's happening.
And, yeah, I can understand, you know, planning to take over another one kindergarten, it means you can concentrate on them having those standards and being up to the level of the others, but taking on 6 at once, that's really hard work to make sure that they're able to deliver the standards that you're required.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge amount of new extra work to take on.
Well, they're all great kindergartens. That's a good thing, and like us, they all have their own sort of identity, which is really good. You know, they're not cookie cutter. They've all got their individual identity, they've got their local community, they've got their local parent groups that support them, which is fantastic. The actual process to transfer from where they are, the other early years manager over to us is, you know, basically you know, we sit down with the other provider and sign some papers and send that into the department. Mm. The department goes through all their checks and balances, tick that off. But so that's probably the easy part of it. The hard part of it is the people.
Yeah.
And as it always is, you know, of the anxiety of the unknown, I suppose. So, but look, we're really confident that it's going to work really well. And for us, it's fantastic. We bring in 6 new kindergartens, which are located. I'm going to get my list so I don't forget anyone. Colchester Park in Boronia, which is down on Burwood Highway. And that's probably about 12 minutes, I think, from our head office in Moorabbin. Hanson Park in Kilsyth, which is just behind Jabara House. Oh, sorry, I ran out of breath. Sarah Court in Montrose, Sassafras on Mount Dandenong Tourist Road, and Upway at the Sherbrooke Family and Children's Centre, and Upway South around the corner from the main Upway town. So nothing up this way, but down, and which I suppose is consistent with the main growth in population so far. I'm sure they're going to come up the valley sooner than later, that population growth. So that's fantastic for us. But as I said, you know, it takes us to about 70 staff and 800 children. Kinder starts next year on the 30th of 30th of January. Our first day back next year is the 28th, when we're getting all of those staff in the one room together. So that'll be fun. We're going to talk about a few things and workshop a few things, which will be really good. And then the next day is the setup day, where the teachers set the kindergarten up, and then bang into the new year on the 30th.
All those extra pie nights, you'll have to run.
Ah, well, I think I might have to prescribe pies on being available on them or something like that.
That's right. The key dates for next year.
Before I get to key dates, I probably ticked off a few of them, but I will go over them again.
Oh, you don't want to tick people off?
No, I don't want to tick people off. I can do that without trying. But the other thing is, we've got 12 great kindergartens out there. So the process, as I was saying before the break, of taking on 6 new kindergartens, we've got to make sure that our 12 existing kindergartens are feeling loved. So that's why it's important that we, you know, get a few extra arms and legs on, you know, maintain the high standards that our teaching staff and our families and communities have already got out there, and that we, you know, transition into next year with 6 new kindergartens, but we still have 12 great kindergartens, going forward. So that's a really important part of it. So key dates, we close business on the 20th this year, which is pretty much when I think Australia shuts down. And then we're off for a couple of weeks, or at least the head office staff are off for a couple of weeks. We'll be back on the 6th of January, which is the Monday.
Yep.
And we will have a little bit to do. It's a time when we can, you know, well, obviously there'll be a lot to do with the new kinders coming on as well, but it's a time when we can, you know, catch our breath, I guess, in head office and, you know, set up the year and get plans and budgets finalised and those sorts of things, which is great. And as I said before the break, we're all back, all the teaching staff and educators are back on the 28th of January, when we've got an all-day workshop, which will be a fantastic opportunity to set the tone for the year, for a great year, set-up day, and then the first day kinder, if the kinder's open on that day, is the 30th of January. Some of the kinders have staggered programs to start the years, which is sort of like an introductory step, particularly for the younger children, and that's to get them familiar with the environment, the teachers, the whole routine and those sorts of things. And also in that time for children, the teachers will be working with the children individually and working out individual plans with their families, you know, to focus on, you know, any particular preferences, learning styles, all of those sorts of things that end up at the other end of things going into the transition statement when the 4-year-olds head off into preps for the next year. So it's always pretty full on. This is a really exciting time of the year for the kindergarten community, and we're looking forward to a really, really great end to the year.
Yep. Well done. Well, thank you again, Andrew Wright, for coming in and talking all about Yarra Ranges kindergartens. And such great news too. Lots of yes, positive things happening, and next year is going to be huge.
A big one.
Okay. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's Radiothon Week. Hit our website, yarravalleyfm.org.au. Check out the subscription page and do your bit.